With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Details on how beef producers can get paid for a sustainability plan for their beef cow herd coming up right after the break.
In a world where the right seed makes all the difference.
There's a program that supports those who serve.
Introducing Proceeds Right Stuff Program for Veterans.
We salute and want to show our appreciation for military service. From seed to success, we're here every step of the way.
Need seed? Think Proceed. Proceed.net.
Beef producers can get paid for a sustainability plan for their beef cow herd. Jared Knock, Vice President of Business Development for AgSpire, talks about how to get a plan going.
Right now, I'd say AgSpire has three or four different programs that a cow-calf producer could look at. If you went to sustainagnetwork.com, you could find some of those opportunities. So one of those is a project where we're looking to enroll 300 ranches in South Dakota, North Dakota, and surrounding states over the next 5 years. It involves an incentive premium for calves. It involves cost share mechanisms and technical assistance for forage plantings, cover crop plantings, rangeland plantings, and prescribed grazing. So several different opportunities just within our company to add revenue and add practices that are beneficial for your operation with incentives built in.
Knock talks about how to qualify for a program like this.
Yeah, to qualify for a program that we're doing, you have to be a grazing rancher. Your cattle have to be out grazing at least 6 months out of the year. It's not designed for beef on dairy. It's not designed for folks that kind of feed with a feeder wagon their cows 12 months out of the year in a feed yard. This is designed for the ranchers, that those that rely extensively on grazing for producing that. So that's one of the stipulations.
He talks about what producers will have to commit to doing.
You'd have to commit to doing about 200 acres per year of one of those regenerative seedings that I mentioned, forage planting, range planting, or cover cropping. If you're a smaller operation, that can be reduced down to no more than to about 10% of your total acres. We've got cost share for those, but be willing to do those and then allow South Dakota State University and their team to come and do soil tests to be able to quantify the kind of impact that those things have so that we can tell the story of beef even better to our consumers.
Once again, that's Jared Knock of AgSpire. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.